This week in West Virginia history, potter and businessman A.P. Donahoe was born in Washington County, Pennsylvania on July 2, 1829. After learning the pottery trade in his native state, he moved to Parkersburg in 1870 and opened a pottery operation there in 1874. Donahoe made pottery by hand, throwing it on a potter's wheel just as it had been done for hundreds of years. It was salt glazed, meaning that damp salt reacted in the hot kiln to produce a sodium aluminum silicate glaze. When thoroughly dry, the ware was placed in a bottle kiln to be fired. Most of Donahoe's pottery items were cylindrically shaped with slightly bulging sides. Virtually all of his crocks or wide mouth pots featured a bold top molding and two ear handles. Each jug had a small top opening for a plug and a one ring handle. The ware was stenciled with cobalt oxide. Most were marked with some combination of the words A.P. Donahoe, Excelsior Pottery, and Parkersburg. Many were decorated with advertisements for local businesses. Donahoe crocks and other items are avidly collected today. A.P. Donahoe died in Parkersburg in 1899 at age 70. For more information on A.P. Donahoe, visit EWV, the West Virginia Encyclopedia, at wvencyclopedia.org. This Week in West Virginia History is a project of the West Virginia Humanities Council and West Virginia Public Broadcasting.